This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Love can be hard. Finding love can be even harder, especially if you're a man of marriageable age in China, where experts are figuring there are going to be 30 million more eligible men than women over the next 30 years. That's in part because of China's decades-long one-child policy, as you know, but it's also a full-blown business opportunity for the growing number of entrepreneurs there who make money helping those single men find love. Marketplace's Jennifer Pack has the story from Shanghai.
Every week, dating coach Cheng Zhen uploads a video advising China's lonely men. In this clip, he's meeting a mechanical engineer, Qi Dongwei, who recalls having an excruciating crush back in college.
I never attempted to hold her hand, even after chasing her for 2 years.
Qi Dongwei hasn't had much luck with women since, and the pressure is on. The country's lopsided demographics means nearly 1 in 20 men in China are likely to remain unmarried. Qi Dongwei is determined not to be one of them. He's among the 5 million people who have turned to the videos from what Cheng Zhen calls his school of love. They address topics like why men in China fear that to get a date, they have to be rich.
When American couples go out on dates, they usually split the bill, but in China, the man usually pays for everything.
He says growing up, he himself worried about finding a girlfriend. His family wasn't wealthy, and he was a short, skinny kid with glasses.
My mother would tell me to eat eggs and drink milk. She said I already had an ugly face, so if I didn't grow taller, I wouldn't be able to find a wife.
At 18, Cheng Zhen was still single. So while he was in the U.S. for college, he pored over books on psychology and went to bars to observe how men approached women, until he perfected his technique. He's been teaching his methods for the past decade, and switching to fluent English, he explains how he might approach me.
Hey, Jennifer, the way you ask questions and stuff, you know, really intrigued me. I don't know why you just hobby is so insightful. I want to know more about you.
Then he says he might invite me for a coffee.
That's the normal process. But at this time, I'm not saying, oh my God, Jennifer, you know, you're the love of my life. I love you. Right? You'll be like, you're freaked out. A lot of Chinese men, a lot of my clients are doing that.
Such over-eagerness, he says, arises partly because young people in China tend to start dating much later than their American counterparts. They're expected to focus on their studies, then pressured to marry after college. So there's a growing market for so-called professional pickup artists, a label commonly given in China to those helping men find relationships. Their courses can cost thousands of dollars. In his slick videos, Cheng Zhen gives free advice as a hook to drive business to his e-book and audio lessons, which cost between $8 and $90. Tips include wash your hair before a date and advice on whether spending more money on a woman shows that you love her more. His answer is no. Eric Kung was so impressed with Cheng Zhen's dating advice that he caught the bullet train to Shanghai just to meet with him.
After our talk, I realized that I'm not a loser just because I can't handle everything for a woman. That's other people's expectations.
And Cheng Zhen says there are plenty of men like Eric Kung out there, and he hopes his counseling can lead them to their own self-discoveries, and maybe even a date. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.